Afternoon, Lee, and afternoon, listeners.
What's our book of the week this week?
Well, this week we've got a rather interesting historical thriller, I think is probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
It's called The Half-Life of Valerie Kay. Valerie, loosely speaking, the anglicised spelling of Russian Valerie, and Kay just being short for his surname, by an English author by the name of Natasha Pulley. Natasha Pulley has written four or five quite well-selling historical thrillers, and this one is more contemporary than her previous books. It's set in the 1950s and 60s predominantly in the old USSR, and the nature of the story centres around a biochemist who, as a young student just before the Second World War, was sent to Berlin to work in some science laboratories in Berlin. And then, of course, when relationships between Russia and Germany soured in that early part of the year, he and his supervising lecturer promptly were shuffled back to Moscow very quickly. Anyway, he graduated and was working quite hard as a biochemist, but unfortunately he upset someone in the circles of power in communist Russia, and was very quickly sent off to the gulags to do 10 years hard labour.
Right.
So the story starts with him being in the gulag, and then his backstory gets revealed through the book. And anyway, he's done 7 years hard labour and is basically pretty resigned to completing the three. He's managed to survive through a range of clever coincidences, for want of a better way of putting it. And then all of a sudden, one day, he's brought up to the governor's office. He's met by a member of the KGB, and he's just put in a taxi. They put in a plane. They're flown to Moscow. He's kitted out, and then he's flown off to this other city.
Holy moly.
Out very close to the Ural Mountains. And where he's being flown to is an industrial centre that is basically the Russians' nuclear facilities. And he's being taken there to do research on what happens to both the countryside and the people living in it when they're exposed to radiation. Anyway, doesn't take long for Valerie to realise that actually why he's out there is not everything is as it seems, and that the powers that be, both at the nuclear facility and in Moscow, don't really want to recognise that actually there's a bit of a problem.
Right.
Namely, there's way too much radiation.
Yep, yep.
And where it might be going and who it's affecting and what have you. So anyway, poor Valerie, he's a bit of an honest guy, and he really thinks that he needs to do something about this. So he starts making little waves, and he's gently told that, no, this is not a very good idea, Valerie, and there are a couple of things that might happen here. You might get put back on the train to go straight to the gulags, or even worse, you might just disappear into the forests and be shot.
Yeah.
So the story bumbles along, and there are little peaks and troughs in the story, one of which is he establishes, rather ironically, a close friendship with the local senior KGB officer.
Right.
Who, likewise, also is rather perturbed at what is happening in this locality and is trying to work out some way of notifying Moscow that they really need to do something without causing anyone any grief, and just gently prodding Moscow into actually doing something. And so this story revolves on, and it's really well done. The characters are really good. You really get to like Valerie and his mate from the KGB, and along the way, for people who know nothing about nuclear science, you get gently introduced to all the horrible things that can happen to you if you happen to be in the wrong spot at the wrong time and are subjected to radiation.
Yeah.
And the story goes on, and can these two rather unusual comrades or comrades in arms actually managed to get Moscow to admit that, yes, we've got a problem and we need to do something about it. And so there's this this interesting relationship, the friendship between the two of them. There's the relationships with his former professor and mentor, who is also out there, but she's up to some very, very devious stuff, and not wanting to see Valerie cause any waves at all and upset the status quo. And there's also running through the story, and I think Natasha Pulley does it really well, is this paranoia both of individuals with each other and individuals with the state and what it might do or not do to your own personal lives, and also the paranoia of the state in terms of the communist regime not wanting to admit to anything because the Americans might hear about it.
Yep.
And then we'll be shown to be no good, or they might bomb us or whatever. So it's a really interesting story. It's got a very spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you much about this, the ending of the story.
No, don't do that.
It gets quite fast-paced. Some might say it's a little bit far-fetched, but it makes for a really good story. And so I enjoyed that part of it. As I say, it wasn't what I was expecting. And so Natasha Pulley has she's put together a really clever historical novel, which at the very end of the book, she has an afterword saying that the story which she has written is actually based on true events.
Yeah, right.
And the Russians did have a massive nuclear problem in the late 1950s, which they endeavoured to hide, and they did successfully until the Iron Curtain came down in 1989-90, when it finally came to light that, yes, they had this massive accident and all kinds of nasty things happened. And then a little bit further down the track, it came out that, well, actually, the CIA actually knew about it anyway.
And I love the play on, it's a bit of a play on words with the title as well, The Half-Life of Valerie Kay, with a nice little nuclear reference there as well.
That's right, the reader will very quickly see the play, as you say, in the title, The Half-Life, and the half-life to do with radiation and nuclear problems comes out in the story.
All right, Natasha Pulley's The Half-Life of Valerie Kay, out now. And I did have on the phone a little earlier on today, Tim, I spoke to author Minnie Dark, who has the book With Love from Wish & Co. out, and she wanted to know whether she has her book in your window display yet.
Window display is going up tomorrow.
Lovely.
All the stock is here. The paraphernalia provided by her publisher has arrived.
Yep.
And so one of my very skilled staff members is going to be beavering away tomorrow morning, and we're changing over one window into a window to celebrate the release of Minnie's new book.
Good to hear. Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop, appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
It's The Home Run. Weather's next.